by surfing.
I didn't hear you.
No,
let me hear
you. I spoke already 2 or 3 years ago about the halachas of becoming shikah on pirim, machlokes rishonim, whether it means it kipshitoi or not, machlokes achroinim, and even if it does mean kipshitoi, however many achroinim say that was only in previous generations, today that the doris metal kulim, one shouldn't become shikah. So there was a shiur I gave 2 or 3 years ago. As a hemshech to that shiur, I want to carry on as follows. The Mechaba paskens very famously in Simon Tufresh Tzadik Hei, Sif Aleph, Chayiv Inish Lebesima Bepiria Adela Yuda Ben Ura Homan Leboruch Mordechai. And on that comes along the Ramu, and the Ramu says, V'yeshomrim De'ein Soch Lishtaka Kolkach, you don't have to drink so much, you should just drink more than you normally drink. And finishes off the Ramu with these words. The Ikka to remember is, says the Ramu, Echad Hamarbe Ve'echad hamamit, evad shechaven liboy lashamayim. And it occurred to me a thought as follows. I don't think there's anywhere in Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch where we find that the Ramu comes along, and this is a Mama Chazal, echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. The Ramu never says this anywhere. We have countless machloikas in halucha throughout Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. There's no such thing as the Ramu says, really, the halacha is azoi and azoi. No, echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. The Ramu is always very, very clear, precise. Either you're mechuyev or you're not mechuyev. But this type of misadika idea, echad hamarbe ve'echad, either you're mechuyev or you're not mechuyev. So why here, the only place in Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, comes along the Ramu and tells us this klal. So it occurred to me the following machshova. This is in Sif Beis. In Sif Aleph writes the Ramu, mitzvah laharbois besidus pirim. There's a mitzvah to be marbe sidus pirim. What does it mean, marbe sidus pirim? Comes along the Biagru, and the Biagru quotes a Gemurah in Masechtas Megillah in Dav Zayin, where there the Gemurah tells us in Zayin on the base that Abaya went for the Pirim Seder to his Rebbe, to Rabba. And he ate a complete Seder there, and he was full. And after he was full, he went to the house of Muri Bamar, one of the other Amaroim, and he started all over again, and he ate another Seder. And the Gemara tells us how much did he eat. They gave him there by that Seder 60 different plates, and on each plate was a different food. 60 types of food. And Abai says, and I ate from each and every one of them. I tasted from each plate which was put in front of me. This Gemara is quoted by the Bia Hagro as the makor of the Ramu. That mitzvah laharbois, epirim, davon essen, and essen, and essen, and essen. And the Ben Yehuda there in that Gemara in Megillah says, why 60, pink 60? It's not a random number, because we know Pirim is Hoda Kobliya Mahava, and there are 60 Mesechtas and Shas. So for each Mesechta, they brought Nocha food and Nocha food. Now, if you look in Maserav, that's the Hanhugas of the Vilnagon, it's brought down there as follows. Adma Hachusit, the Vilnagon, Usa Siidusoi Miyad Acha Hatfila. He would wash for his Pirim Seder straight after Shachris. V'achakach yushav al shelchunoi v'ochal v'shusa kol hayoim. He ate and he drank the entire day. V'ochal v'shusa harbe ma'oid. The whole day he was constantly eating and drinking. L'kaim chiv ad lo yuda. L'eis erev, just before nacht, before shkia, beirich birchas hamuzen, ipogyenoi, and the wine it dissipated for his palal arvis. So the Vilna Gaon Seder lasted an entire day. And Azoy the Tzelt Menuchfin, the Alter Choltkiver Rebbe, that he would sit by the Pirim Seder on Pirim for 7 hours. When I first saw that, I thought, 7 hours? Why so long? 7 hours? And then I saw this Maserav, and this is the Bia Hagru. This we learn out from Abaya, to eat 60 different Tafshilin takes a long time. During the day, the entire day. Now, we understand, this is Pshat and the Ramu, Mitzvah Laharbois. There's a mitzvah to be marba, says the Ramu. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Bey, says the Ramu, Echad Harmarbe, the Echad Hamamit. Not every person is capable of eating 60 different Tafshilin and sitting in a seat like the Vilna Gaon, the Ochel Vashusa Harbe Moit. A whole day he was eating and drinking, because that's the Mitzvah Hayoim to be Besimcha. So we understand why the Ramu comes along and says, Echad Harmarbe, the Echad Hamamit, Evad Shechamelibboi. And quite a few poskim tell us that the Ramu is giving us a warning here. Although there's a mitzvah to drink and to become merry on Purim, but one should be careful, writes the Yosef Oimetz, one of the early Kadmoinim, that a person should only drink hakoy lefi ma shehitivoy, according to what he can manage. Shloy azikeni ribi hayayin leyiris koinoy. The wine should come along and intoxicate you and take away chas v'shulem your yiris shemayim. V'rachmona libe boya. The ikke is rachmona libe, to do with the right heart. She'echad harmarbe ve'echad hamamet tiyek havenusoy l'shem shemayim. And as I shrab the chaya udam, the zelbelushen, that although chazal be mechayvas lebesima, in order to remember the ness, Omnom hayodeya ba'atzmoy she yezalzel oz b'mitzvun ha'mitzvun t'ilis yedayim brucha b'chasamuzun oy shu yispal mincho oy mariv oy shina kalas rosh. Even you're going to behave in a way which is pasnish kalas rosh mitiv shlo yishtake. Rather preferable, says the Chai Udom, don't become shikha v'chol masov yiyi l'shem shemayim. So you see, the Chai Udom has learned the pshat in the Ramu, that although the Ramu is coming along and quoting that you're supposed to drink more than you normally drink, however, it comes along with a can't think of the right word, it comes along with a warning. Caveat, that's the word. Caveat. You can drink, but there's a tanai. The tanai is, as long as taka, it doesn't take you away from your Yerushalayim. And I want to explain this yisod as follows. It's written in the Megillah, Vayehidim asher b'shishem nikali b'shloish usaboy v'arba usaboy v'noyach b'chamish usaboy v'usa oisoy yoy mishta v'simcha. This that we have a mishta, that comes already back from the times of Mordechai Tzadik. And the Chasam Sof is medayik in the drushes as follows. Where did Chazal learn out this chiv, chayv udam lebesima? The Gemara doesn't bring a makor of them. Shtey no chayv, omer over, chayv udam lebesima. But where's the makor? Zug the Chasam Sof, the makor is from this pusik, v'usa oysa yoy mishta v'simcha. Because simcha, we know Chazal tell us, ain simcha ella babusa v'yayin. So if Purim is just enough to drink like a regular yontif, the pusuk could have said v'usa oisoy yom simcha. And understand yom simcha busa v'yayin. The pusuk says v'usa oisoy yom mishta v'simcha. That means it's not good enough just the regular drinking of wine and simcha l'busa v'yayin, needs to be a mishta as well. So those of the chasosoy for the makor is from there. Reb Tzvi Heshverber writes in his sefer Shvil HaTzvi, quotes a gewaltige Wort von a Yid geheißen Reb Chaim Zundel Maccabi, et geheißen the Kamenitz and Magid, and Little Green Kamenitz, the Kamenitz and Magid. He said a gewaltige Wort. Why was Mordechai Tzadik Taka mesaken this takuna then, wo usa oisoi yoy mishte v'simcha? Zog da zoi, es steht in der Megille, ki rabim ma'amei ha'uretz misyahadim, ki nufal pachat ha'yehidim aleihim. Suddenly the Goyim, because Nufal Pachat Ayidim Aleihem, they became Geirim. So they became Geirim because they were scared. But Mordechai Tzadik was worried. They were scared, but did they really mean it? Did they really, really mean to become Geirim? So he was Goyza Zomachen Amishter. Machen Amishter, everybody's also Unschickeren. Then you see Nechnes Yayin Yutzah Soid. You'll be able to tell very quickly who is genuine and who is not genuine. This was something which Mordechai Tzadik did in order to be able to find out who was Be'emes L'Shem Shemayim and who wasn't. There's a story told over from the Kapishat Sereba, Zichat Tzadik Ruch, lived in America, Snifter, about 40 years ago. A Yid came to him, Nebuch, crying. His daughter, Rachmun Islam, Nebuch, his daughter's met a Goisha boy, and they become engaged and going to get married. The Rebbe should somehow help and save his daughter. So what's he going to do? And it was a very, very difficult situation. The Rebbe said to this Yid, I'll tell you what to do. Make a big party. Tell your daughter you want to throw a party, as though the father didn't go to the engagement. It's a shame. Make a big party. Tell your daughter you want to make a party for her engagement. You call the Goisha bridegroom, and all his cronies should all come along. Said the Kapish Rebbe, make sure there's going to be lots of mashker on the tish, wine and vodka, medala gitazachen. The Yid was very taken aback. What type of eitz is this? The Rebbe's telling him. But he didn't question the Rebbe, and that's what they did. Fine, they made a big party. The bridegroom came with all his chavayrim, and when they became shikha, they started to tease him. Hey, you know, you're going to get married to this Jewish girl. How are you become a Jew like all of them? And he said, don't be choishy big shame. I hate Jews, they're horrible. Just this girl, I'm marrying her. And they were chaffering one another, and this girl was sitting there, the bride, listening how the bridegroom with all the chavayrim were busy cursing and saying all types of nasty things against the Eden. She heard that, she called it off. And this was the Eitzah, how the Rebbe Barov Chachmusoi understood. Nichnes Yayin v'yutzesod. Chazam Sofer comes along, and Azuk the Gewaltig Gewalt. The avoider of drinking, what's this avoider to drink on Purim? Zuk the Chazam Sofer Zoi. Mitzvah lishtois kedei shikras. It's a mitzvah on Purim to drink until you're almost shikar. Avalo yishtaka. You shouldn't become shikar. V'zis yashiv b'yeinoi v'yesh boi midas koinoi. You should hold yourself from becoming back from becoming shikar. The Gemara in Erevent of Samachais. Somebody drinks wine, he doesn't become shikar. Yesh boi midas koinoi. Just like the boyshim sees things that people do aveis, he doesn't become angry, he holds himself back. So a moidika madrega, a person drinks so much and yet he's able to control himself. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Shaoma Adelo Yuda." Those who state in the Gemara, you have to drink Adelo Yuda. This is now the most important words. Loi sheyoyma cholila ore modchai. Doesn't mean you should become stone drunk until you have to say ore modchai and borach homan. But you should drink of the Chasam Sofer. Ela yishte keshia. You should drink so much that another person in your situation be stone drunk, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going, what he's saying. Aval he yoda, but he does know. This is the avoider. The avoider of Purim, of the Chasam Sofer, is it should be so crystal clear by you as Ora Homam and Boruch Mordechai, that even if you drank a whole day and you're tipsy and somebody asks you basic questions, you can't answer. Or you ask me this question, Boruch Mordechai and Ora Homam, this Achonish Kinshim Sofik. This is a pshat. Chai Vudlem Besima Adelo Yuda Bein Ora Homam Lebod. Although he Be'etzim is on that level of Adelo Yuda, he can't recall anything. Ask him any normal question, he doesn't know how to answer because he's tipsy. Oh, but this thing, although he's about a Mabrik of Adelo Yuda, he still knows Ora Homam Eboruch Mordechai. In the Zelbe Yisod, State from Ramoshin in Biyana, Hashem Yim Kandoma, is one from the Grosser Rebbe's before Mechuma, Ote Gezuk Dazoi. Chazal say, Gemur also dot in Erevin of Samachai, Udam Nika Bekoisoi, Bekisoi, Ivekasoi. Ote Gezuk, all these three things we find on Purim. Udam Nika Bekoisoi, see how you behave when you drink. There's some people, unfortunately, when they start drinking, it doesn't bring out their best. We want to see how a person is when he drinks. Bekisoi. Also, some people, they don't like it the whole day long. People are running after them. No. Going out. They don't like it. So a person is nidden on Purim. Bekisoi. How do you react? Are you generous? Are you giving or not? Bekasoi. Also, Purim is a time when sometimes people can lose their temper because it's not a day which fits in the normal Seder Hayoim Mahalach. People speak to others in a way which they wouldn't take the liberty of speaking like that the whole year. Suddenly, the distinction and the boundaries between Zakeinim, Naurim, and so on seems a bit blurred on Purim. People take the liberty of speaking to other people in a way which they would never dare to do the whole year. And sometimes people can lose their temper. Or the gzuk da voida of Purim is udam nidim bekoisoi, bekisoi, ivekasoi. And I thought to myself, this is a moedik yisod, because Yom Kippur, we know, is quite a straightforward mahalach. It's a straightforward avoida. There's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no business. We're all like malochim. We come into shul and we're supposed to just stay there and daven the whole day. There's no what clothes you're wearing. We're all wearing the same identical kittel. There's not much that can go wrong. Avada, we have to mechaven and davening. Oh, but basically, it's for the whole of Klal Yisrael. We all have the same set program. It comes Purim, and even those people who the whole year they're very rigid in their mahalach hachayim, but things Purim can sometimes get out of hand. And this is the avoida, udam nidam unikir bekoisoi bekisoi ivakasoi. The Kedishas Levi, the Beditsha Veruvs, Chisin Leini, zooked a different yisod. What's this inyan of chayv udam lebesima? And he also, from his words, comes out the Zelbi Yisod, which I want to be Magdish, which is that we see from the Chasam Sofer, and from the Bedit Shivarov, and from Anders Forum, that Avoida of Adelo Yuda is just the opposite how most people understand our Pashtas. Most people understand Chai Vudan Besima Adelo Yuda, you're supposed to come to Madrega of Lo Yuda, losing your das. You're so intoxicated, you're, as the English saying goes, you're stone drunk, that you don't know if you're coming or going. This is Lo Yuda. The Chasam Sofer, like we explained, said just the opposite. Although you've drunk so much, you haven't lost your clarity of mind. You know 100%, like somebody, you wake him up in the middle of the night, who's Ura and who's Boruch? He knows straight away. You've drunk so much, you don't lose your clarity. Zuk the Beditshuv, what's the avoider of Purim? Often, unfortunately, in life, we see things which at first glance look to us as bad and terrible things. And somebody who is misboinen and looks a bit deeper, he realizes and he understands this as gam zi l'toiva. Zugda Beditsha Ruv, the whole story of how Haman was elevated to power and all that went on at first glance, how Esther Malka was taken into Ahasuerus' house, everything which went on seemed to be one bad event after another bad event. However, afterwards we understood, in hindsight, we understood how this was all part of the Rabbeinu Shloim's master plan. Zug the Bedishrov, this is the avoid, Chayiv Udam Lebesima Adelo Yuda. There's no difference to him between a Hanhoga of Ura Humam when we see things are happening from a Humam perspective. There's a Soina Yisrul who's making Asuras. See, it's a for the other dimension, says Aburach Mocha, Adelo Yuda, everything by you is so crystal clear. This is the Yad Hashem. You have no Sveikos. This is the Avoida. Chai Vudam Lebesimus of Dichavaruf. You have to come to this true Das. Now, see again, this is opposite of how Yamsen Adelo Yuda. Adelo Yuda, until there's no difference to you whether it's Anhuga of Urahoman or Anhuga of Burach Mocha. And there's similarly, the Chodkiv Rebbe lights in his Sefer, Ginza Yisroel, he says, we know, unfortunately, very often, is a bechina of Vayishman Yishirim Vayivot, that Kalal Yisroel Rebbe Yishim gives them Hachova Ashiris, it's for their detriment, and they rebel. So we have to resort to the derech of, unfortunately, of what Gemara says by Homam, Gedoyle Hasuras Hatabas Yoise Mimemches Neviim. That Haman, Achashverosh removing his signet ring and giving it over to Haman, Gedoyla Asuras HaTabas would achieved more than the mitzvah of the Memchas Neviim. That's because, unfortunately, when the Rebbe Yishim wants to be mashpi to us, Chasudim and Ashiras and everything, it goes wrong because Vayishman Yishin Vayivot. Zug the Chod Kiver Rebbe, the avoider which we have to strive to is Adelo Yuda bein Ura Homon leburach Mordechai. There should be no difference to us when we see, unfortunately, the Yisirim come and somebody, everybody, it's a wake up call. Do Shiva, stop doing all these Aveiros. It's a wake up call. We shouldn't need that wake up call. Adelo Yuda, there's no difference if it's a Bechin of Ura Homon, which wakes everybody up. Oh, it's a bechina of Boruch Mordechai. The Boishim is Bashpia, Chasudim, and Rachmim, and Gitzachim. That's what we want. Adelo Yud, until there's no difference to us. Why do we need to have a Hanhog of Ora Homon? We'd be much happier, much better, if we could be on this level of having Boruch Mordechai. So again, it's the Zelbe Yesod. I want to finish off Al Derech Zeh with the words of the Ramo. Rabbein HaRamo wrote a perish on the Megillah called Mechir Hayayim. Quite a deep sefer. And there in Perek Tes, he speaks about this Chayivut and Besima. It's very difficult to understand exactly what he means. I'm going to read his words, but you see from what he says, it's al derech what we have spoken. V'nira shezei kavanusam ba'omrim b'megillah Chayivut and Besima piyach la yudu benura hum leburuch Mordechai take kedigma hanemsheles b'seidus pirim shehi mesidus leviyusam. We know Lusid Lovoi when Mashiach will come, Halavai, we should all be Zoicha, that will be invited to partake of this gracious Seder called Seder's Lev Yusom. Says Ramu, Sha'oz is battle Homon min Ha'oretz. When Mashiach will come, there'll be no more Shlech, there'll be no more Homon. Shehi Hayetzah Hora. Va'oz lo Yedi ben Homon Lemodcha. Then we won't need to make any more a distinction between Homon and Mordechai. We won't know any more of a homon. There will be no more bad. There will be no more yetzahora. Zukdramo, Sidas Pirim is a digma, is a me'en from what's going to be Losad Lovoi. V'oid nirali, kederch shebiani, sheroitz loyma, which means to say as follows. Shechayiv lebesima at shalayuda bein ura homon leburuch Mordechai. Avol mishayeda, once you know, once you understand this, says the Ramu, you understand what's Ra and what's Toiv. You understand what Homon represents, and you understand what Mordechai represents. Mishayeda, usa lehishtake, it's forbidden to become shikah. Reading a chiddush, it's from the Ramu. Mishayeda, once you understand this, usa lehishtake, it's forbidden to become shikah. Verutza loyma, which means to say as follows. Sheyishte dafke b'yaldisoy. A person should drink dafke when he's still young. Ba'oid shlo yeda bein homon lemodcha. When he hasn't yet come to this das, this clarity to understand what's right and what's wrong, what's homon and what's Mordechai. Aval keshiyaskin, once you're a bit older, v'yatsig mehis homon lemodchai, and you appreciate the difference between what Homon stands for and what Mordechai stands for. It's clear by you already. Shinitoisiv by Mordechai, she has seichel. You've come to the full seichel. You've got proper das. Al yishte, you should not drink, you may not drink. Kamoi she'om Eliyui, like Eliyui, Anovi said, the Gemura, Mesechtes Bruchas, Daf Choftes, Omebeis, the Rav Sala, al tishte v'al techto. Don't become shikah, don't drink, and don't do averus. You see very clearly from the Ramu, it's a chiddush, it's Ramu, because it's nishmam shvishleit in halacha, but the Zelbi Yisod, the Ramu is bringing out, like the Chasam Sofer, like the Bedicharuv, and like the Chopkiv Rebbe, that the avoider of drinking is not chas v'shum, like people think, adelo yuda, till you're stone drunk out your mind, you don't know literally who's Ora Homan Aboruch Mordechai. Just the opposite, you got, although you drink, it's got still be so clear by you what's right and what's wrong, who's Ora Homon and who's Baruch Mordechai, that although you're drunk, I know 100%, I've got no confusion, no chas v'shulem whatsoever. And this is avoidim. Somebody's already on this madrega. He knows clearly what's right and wrong. For him, there's no necessity to drink at all. The person who's drinking is the person who hasn't yet got to this madrega, and he's got to work on upon himself. Therefore, Zukta told us, Yaakov Yosef, one of the first famous Chassidish Sforim, that's why the Lushna Gemur is Chayiv Inish lebesime. What does it mean, Inish? Zukta told us, Inish refers to somebody who's on a low madrega. Somebody's on a low madrega, Chayiv Inish lebesime. He's got to work upon himself, Adelo Yuda, till he comes to this madrega. If we're not on the other, once you're on this madrega, then avada, you're not mechiv zok the Ramu to become drunk. And the ikiz with Ramu zok echad hamarbe, the echad hamamit, avad shechaben liboy lauviv shebeshemayim afray lechem pirim.